My mom left us when I was 7. So my dad was a single parent. Then I did all the household chores. I got the boys dressed for school. I taught them how to ride their bike. I taught them how to read and write.
What is one of your favorite memories of all three of you guys together?
One day when they both came home from basic training, they did a demotion party where they told me I was no longer allowed to be bossy. I couldn't tell them what to do or what to wear. And they kind of started telling me how to grow up and live my life as a young adult instead of acting like a mother.
Do you remember what it was like when Andrew deployed?
Andrew deployed straight from basic training, so we didn't get to see him. Then Freddie deployed shortly after Andrew. I was a little nervous and I was scared. I remember there was this string of lights at the restaurant where I worked at, and I thought, if I lost my brothers, it would be like if you kept both sides of that string of lights and that middle light would just fall and break. That would be me. I wouldn't be able to make it. And it was just such a good feeling when they would call home. But Andrew would be very descriptive. He'd just let you know, I can smell dead bodies, and when you shoot somebody, they don't get back up. He would just tell us what it was. Freddie was more private about it. He always made everything sound like he was lying on the beach, taking in the sun, having martinis. He never made it sound like it was bad. I think Freddie was more trying to, like, protect us. Freddie was killed in action in Iraq. The Army asked Andrew to escort Freddie's body back to the States for the services. And I talked to Andrew throughout the trip. And he started telling me these horrible things about how every time they stopped, they would make him open Freddie's bag up and he'd have to look at Freddie's body. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to help him. Freddie died in 2004, and then Andrew died in 2006 by suicide in Afghanistan. My brothers were like my soulmates. And when my dad passes away, there won't be anybody else but me. I just miss my brothers. And so I try to remind myself every day that I have to earn what I get to love each day. It's a gift.